I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, May 4. Coming up, Health Ministry to partner with the UK to train specialist nurses. Justice Minister to review acts and regulations to ensure stiffer penalties. And over 400 JPs commissioned as part of the government's justice reform agenda. The news in detail after the break.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert School Competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sounds really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, Mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is looking to partner with the United Kingdom, UK government for the training of the island's specialist nurses. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says discussions are underway and an announcement will be made within the next 2 to 3 months on the progress of the talks.
What it would mean is that we train for some time here. They go to the UK for additional time, primarily on the clinical side because the UK has the hospitals. And at the end of that process, we both benefit from the value that is created by that trained nurse in that they can work in both locations.
Dr. Tufton was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health is moving to improve the retention of specialist nurses by increasing the cadre of staff in the establishment.
I'm happy to announce today that we have taken a decision, the Cabinet, to allow for an additional 300 posts to be established for specialist nurses, effective immediately with the improviser that once we complete the 10-year strategic plan and we align the HR requirements in an overall way, you will see additional posts being established.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. He points out that too many nurses are working on contract and as a result, they do not have the security of tenure and other benefits that permanent staff enjoy. The Justice Ministry has embarked on a review of all acts and regulations to ensure that penalties for breaches are in line with current realities. Director of the Legal Reform Department, Maurice Bailey, says pieces of legislation that are obsolete and archaic will be brought up to date.
So one of the things that we will also be doing is writing to all the ministries to get their assistance in providing all orders, regulations, and laws that are under their portfolio so that we can be sure that when we do present to the minister and to cabinet that we have an accurate and complete inventory of all of the laws and all of the monetary penalties that are there.
Mr. Bailey was speaking at a post-sectoral debate press briefing at the ministry's offices on Wednesday. He says 3 officers have been assigned to undertake the review, adding that legislation flagged for reform will also be addressed. And a total of 439 justices of the peace were commissioned during the 2016-17 fiscal year as part of the government's modernization agenda to reform and strengthen the justice system. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the commissioning is one aspect of the administration's undertaking to deepen public involvement in the justice reform process by engaging more persons, particularly at the community level.
We have started a national movement on the ground with key stakeholders, getting them on board and involved in the justice reform program. More than 2,700 community leaders, including justices of the peace, leaders in our communities, and other outstanding citizens, such as teachers and pastors, have been sensitized on the justice services and engaged in a constructive way to contribute to the reform program.
During the 2016-17 fiscal year, a total of 509 JPs benefited from training, while an additional 49 were trained in mediation and 140 in restorative justice practices. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.